One of my favorite surveys that was ever done on doctors was done by Harvard Medical School in 1972, and this was published in every medical journal in the land. It was also the main feature of a book called The Impaired Physician. And what they were doing was looking at the illegal use of drugs, either street drugs or prescription drugs by medical doctors, and they looked specifically at psychotropic drugs, things that interfered with the mental function and the dexterity and the reasoning ability of doctors. They looked at speed, marijuana, cocaine, barbiturates, opium derivatives, fentanyl, things of that nature. And they found out that 52% of the licensed medical doctors in America use psychotropic drugs illegally on themselves each and every week, 52%. What that means is if you go to a medical doctor for anything, don't be too excited about their degrees and their certificates and their licenses hanging on the wall. What you want to do very carefully is look at the pupils of their eyes and see if they're gorked out on something before you let them examine you, prescribe to you, or do any kind of procedure. One of my favorites was an anesthesiologist. He was actually a professor of anesthesiology at Stanford up in, what, San Jose? Palo Alto. Okay, thank you. He goes to do the anesthesia. He's a professor now, full professor, 34 years old. The guy was brilliant, young man, brilliant. He's supposed to be doing the anesthesia for a liver transplant. The patient's in there on the table, prepped, ready to go, ready for the anesthesia. The liver's in the ice bucket, ready to go, and the liver from the donor was in there waiting to be put in the recipient. The surgeons are all scrubbed up. Their gloves are up waiting for the anesthesiologist, and they couldn't find him. So they had the head nurse run out in the hall and call his home. His wife said, he left 2 hours ago. And it's only 15 minutes to the hospital. So they started paging him on his pager. No response. Well, just, again, accidentally, one of the guards in the hospital at Stanford hear the a beeper going off in this little one-holer in the hall. Door's locked, so the guard kicks the door open, and here's Dr. John Barry Dykes, 34 years old, professor of anesthesiology at Stanford Medical School, with a shoe off, dead between the toilet and the floor. He'd been giving himself an injection of fentanyl in between his toes. He was actually going to do the anesthesia. This guy who's supposed to be the ethical and moral leader of these students was going to be doing anesthesia for a liver transplant under the effects of fentanyl, and he happened to overdose himself, and he kills himself. John Barry Dykes, age 34 years of age, when he died. Last one, then we'll get on to the details of great diseases here. This one's local. You may have recognized this guy here, Dr. Michael A. Pawler, 30-year-old pediatrician. He was just out of his residency and internship 3 or 4 years. He's a troublemaker.